Now, what is it that's to come? It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, let's stop there for just a moment. Take a look at this prophecy that he quotes. And I'm glad Simon Peter quoted as much as he did, because he makes it obvious that he was not attempting to say this was fulfilled. I do not think that anyone would claim that on the day of Pentecost that the moon was turned to blood, or that the sun was turned to darkness. When Christ was crucified, there was darkness for 3 hours, but not on the day of Pentecost. Then, at that time, was there wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath? Was there blood and fire and vapor of smoke? No, my friend. There's no record of that. Simon Peter's making it very clear to you. What he's trying to say to these mockers, this is his introduction. He says, this is not something that ought to be so strange to you. This is predicted. It's going to come to pass. And friends, today, Joel 2:28-32 has not been fulfilled. And if you go back to the book of Joel, you'll find out that he had a great deal to say about the day of the Lord. Now, the day of the Lord begins with the great tribulation period, and it goes on through the millennium. You find in 3 chapters in the book of Joel that 5 times he mentions the day of the Lord. And he talks about the fact that it's a time of war. It's a time of great judgment upon the earth. Now, that is the day that Joel 2 will be fulfilled. It hasn't been fulfilled yet. It wasn't fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. If you could only see that all that Simon Peter's doing in his introduction, he said, now look, this is not strange. Or contrary, the day's coming when this will be fulfilled. But today you're seeing something similar to it. And now he moves on, and I do want you to see the text of Scripture that he used. Listen to him, who he's speaking to. He's speaking to men who knew the Old Testament. They're up there at a feast. This is the background. Don't try to read 1,900 years of church history into this, friends. It just hasn't happened yet. This is the beginning of it. This is the inception of the church.